This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We like to call him the ginger hair genius. But in honor of the Triple G Canelo Alvarez fight, we will call him Canelo Zaidman today.
It's descriptive, right?
Spanish for cinnamon. Of course, Saul Alvarez is a ginger. So, good morning, Zach. How are you?
Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
It's a joy to talk to you. And there's been a lot of concern over the course of this program. The fan base seems pretty upset with Joe Maddon about some of the decisions made yesterday, particularly the idea that that you put C.J. Edwards into the game at any point, particularly, you know, kind of going after Mike Montgomery too early. And then, of course, there is the issue of Pedro Strop and him pulling a hammy run into first base. I think most of what Joe does, Zach, is based on some sort of arithmetic, some sabermetric plan. I don't know. He manages by feel. He sees something we don't see. It was just a rough outcome because while they won the game and it took the 10th inning, it was also just sad to see Pedro Strop go down.
Yeah, but I think he's been so good filling in for the injured Brandon Morrow as the closer that one, you kind of felt it throughout the ballpark. There were several moves that might have made you scratch your head. I do think when you guys take all those calls for all the moves that work over the course of the season, do you guys take them, all the callers that come in and say, hey, you know, remember in the seventh inning of that win where they, you know, Joe did this? Rarely do we take those calls. And I think you remember the moves that don't work because they've been so infrequent over Joe's career here with the Cubs. And that's just the nature of the beast. But, you know, there was the pinch hitting for Caratini with Contreras in the middle of that game, especially with the way Caratini's been hitting of late. He's been through this stretch now where I think he's got six hits in his last. He's hitting something like 500 over his last five games with seven RBIs. And then it just shows you the importance of this game following the series against the Brewers. And I think that's what he was trying to do. And if you go over the last few years, when Maddon has great confidence in a reliever, and you saw this with Aroldis Chapman in 2016. You saw it last year with Wade Davis. He's not afraid to use that reliever for three innings, kind of the way the Indians used to use Andrew Miller before he got hurt, the way the Brewers are using Josh Hader. And I think that was going to be the case yesterday. And unfortunately, it didn't work out, and Strop ends up getting injured. But that's been the story of 2018 is this team's ability to overcome injuries to key players throughout the season. And unfortunately for them, they're going to have to do it again.
Zach, how would you describe the range of mixed emotions from getting on the plane with Anthony Rizzo in uniform, kind of trying to lighten the mood and set a tone, to yesterday coming back when I think that obviously the Cubs on that business trip completed their business successfully. They got the victory, but it might have felt like a loss because of what happened to Strop.
Yeah, it's a weird one. It never feels like a loss when you add a half game to a very tight lead. But Pedro Strop is as popular of a player inside the Cubs clubhouse as there is, just because of his personality, because he's good at what he does. I think he saved 11 of 13 games for the Cubs since Brandon Morrow went down with a biceps injury in July. So, you know, that one's, it's a tough one. There's no question about it. And I think in part because how he got hurt, you know, this wasn't a guy who got hurt on the mound. This was one of those weird situations that unfortunately occurs. It's one of those things that you just didn't expect it to happen. and then boom, something like that happens in such a weird way. So it's deflating. But again, I go back to the DNA of this team, and they've had to overcome a whole bunch of injuries to key players over the course of the season. And for them, they've done it. They've been able to do it to this point and build this lead, still have the best record in the National League. And I just think it's something that they're going to have to do again. You know, and this is a team that's had Rizzo on the DL, Bryant on the DL twice, Yu Darvish out for the year. Ben Zobrist has been on the DL. So they're used to having their best players not there for significant periods of time. Hopefully the MRI shows that it isn't as serious as it looked, but still, you know you're going to have to go about this. You know you're going to have to go about this without stroke for quite a while. And the thing that you look at, I think, going forward is what kind of roles change now in the bullpen. You know, who gets that role at least initially? Is it someone like Steve Cishek or Jesse Chavez? And remember, they used these guys yesterday again. So at least tonight, when you look at this game against the Reds that they play, you're kind of limited in who you can go to out of the pen based on the usage of the guys this week, going back to that Milwaukee series and what happened yesterday.
Who would you use, Zach? Who do you believe should be the closer now? Because we've gone over, you know, just about every name that you've mentioned. We mentioned Justin Wilson, which is crazy when you think about last year. But what do you think?
I don't know if he's available tonight based on the usage, but I would go with Jesse Chavez as my closer until either Brandon Morrow comes back and shows you that he can pitch, or until Strope comes back. And the reason for that is I want guys that can throw first pitch strikes coming out of the pen. Chavez has done that routinely. He was acquired via trade from Texas, and it would still give you the flexibility to use Cishek the way Madden uses him in a whole variety of areas.
You think Javi Baez is cured? He got out of his slump with a home run, and the bunt was just classic Javi being Javi. And I think he put himself back at the top of that MVP conversation because, and I heard you and Pat talking about it yesterday. I know Ron Coomer makes this point consistently. Started when he goes the other way, he's a more dangerous hitter.
And he did yesterday. The home run went the other way, which I thought was very encouraging. That bloop double that he got initially went the other way down the line. Even the bunt went the other way. And that was because that was actually a really smart move. You have a guy who was trying to get Baez out, you know, because he's a little bit of a free swinger. He's trying to get him out with a high fastball, and Baez was smart enough to understand the first baseman was holding on the runner at first, and they were playing at double plate depth up the middle. So there was this huge hole kind of in that right side of the infield area, and he took advantage of it with the bunt. One of those things that I'm sure he did on his own. And when you have those kinds of instincts, that's where Javi Baez just does things that makes your jaw drop in a good way. And that's what happened yesterday. But I do agree with you. When he does go the other way, good things happen. And I think that if there is, outside of picking up a victory in a half game over the Brewers, I think a few things that stand out from that game is the fact that sometimes it only takes one swing, and maybe it was that loop double initially. But, Baez can get it going very quickly. And the other good sign is Chris Bryant now over the last two games. He's been looking to find his way since coming back from the DL the second time. And he had two hits in that finale against Milwaukee, comes up with three hits. He was a spark plug yesterday. And if he can get it going, you know, the Cubs do have a couple of guys in that lineup by themselves. If they get hot, they can carry a team. One is Rizzo, and we saw him do it for a long time earlier in the year when he was placed in the leadoff spot. The other is Chris Bryant, and, you know, they got to get Daniel Murphy going now, too. He's a guy who's been slumping a little bit. Hit 316 with four home runs in his first 13 games as a Cub. I think he's got maybe three hits since then, so once he gets going, and if you get a hot Bryant and Baez hot together, that's what you're going to need, I think, down the stretch here. So if you get this offense going, you can mitigate some of the damage that they've had in terms of bullpen usage and injuries.
Thanks, Zach. Great catching up with you.
Thanks, Zach.
All right. Here's my nugget, by the way.
Please.
I know you didn't ask for it, but I'm going to give it to you.
Need a
Cole Hamels gets the start today against the Reds. 11-1 against Cincinnati in his career, and that includes the complete game that he had earlier this season against the Reds.
Wow, that's impressive. Tight. But do you have anything on the Seahawks? See, gotcha.
Not my beat.
Have a good weekend.
See you, pal. That's our guy, Zach Zaidman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.